This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Oh, hello there. How do you do on this spring-like Thursday in New York City? Evan and Tiki on the Fan. 3 weeks from today! 3 weeks from today! 45,000 nutcases will be at Yankee Stadium for opening day 2025. And a few Met fans will fly down to Houston for opening day 2025. Now, we got a lot to get to today. Bad Tiki will join the program at 4:30. We will hear the latest in Almost Champions as we are honoring the most beloved New York Almost Champions. We got a lot of football to get to later on as well. But as we sit here 3 weeks away from opening day, there is something very, very important that we all need to accept. And that is the fact that Giancarlo Stanton is a rumor. Giancarlo Stanton is not a Yankee right now. And we have to look and view Giancarlo Stanton as a luxury if he ever comes back. Because Brian Cashman updated us about 3 hours ago. And the update on Giancarlo Stanton is basically, yeah, still not doing baseball activities. We gave him a PRP injection and we'll hope for the best. And I take that, Teak, as you almost have to forget he exists. Because you cannot rely, and I like Giancarlo. I've defended Giancarlo.
Right.
But you cannot rely on him to be a big part of this Yankee lineup at all this season.
Well, at least not in the regular season. You just hope that he's postseason Giancarlo Stanton. But it's, look, I think we all know, and we kind of accepted it last year when he got the hamstring injury rounding third base. It looked like it was nothing. It's like, come on, how are you hurt again? But we saw that when he, I think very judiciously, took care of himself to be ready for when it mattered, and then he was unbelievable in the postseason. We accepted that the injury was just part of his existence right now.
Right.
So what you're saying is so true. The only thing that you worry about is that repeatable, right? Is it easy to just, all right, guys, I'm just going to chill over here on the side, but when you need me, I'll be ready, right? It's easy to say that. It's much harder to do that on a consistent basis. Now, he did it last year. Part of it was because he came back midway through the season, and we kind of knew what the path was, right? Well, I remember we interviewed Aaron Boone, and he said, yeah, he told us exactly when he's coming back. And that's exactly when he came back. He was ready for the rest of the regular season, and then he was great in the postseason. This is open-ended. We have no idea, and I don't think Giancarlo Stanton has any idea as well.
No, and I think what makes it even more concerning is the fact that this issue he's dealing with, the dueling tennis elbow, is something he had to play through last season, and he's still dealing with it right now to where he's not going to perform any baseball activities for the foreseeable future. So if you look at the last 4 years of Giancarlo, the post-pandemic years, as I like to call it, he's played 139 games, 110 games, 101 games, and last year he played 114 games, and you defined it. He kind of had that vacation, if you will, in the middle of the season. But we knew how much time he would miss. He came back, and we all know about the great impact he had in October. As we sit here today on March 6th, it is unrealistic and naive to think he's playing the amount of games he's played in any of the last 4 years. And what makes that concerning is that I look at Stanton as someone I needed to rely on more with this lineup than I did last year.
Right.
Because last year, there was Juan Soto. Last year, eventually, Gleyber Torres took over as the leadoff hitter. The leadoff question is still open-ended. More on that a little bit later on. So I think they needed Stanton more. And I look at his last 4 years when he's played the 119, 139, 110 games. He'll give you 25, 30 home runs. I think that is unrealistic to expect right now. And that's not because I'm being negative on March 6th. It's because I'm listening to what the GM say. He received his second PRP injection. He's going to rejoin the team this weekend. He's not slated to do any baseball activities. He hasn't swung a bat now, if you do the math, in about 7 weeks. So why would anybody think he's going to come back anytime soon and then stay on the field?
Yeah, there isn't any, there can't be much optimism for that at all. But what in his stead, you just have to hope that the Martians of the world, Jason Dominguez, that Ben Rice, that Oswaldo Cabrera, that all those guys take the next step. And if they don't, then you're worried. But I think this is just like any team in Major League Baseball that partly spends money to build their roster, but you know you can't do that for everybody unless you're the Dodgers. You gotta just hope that your young players start to really evolve into stars. Maybe not superstars, but to stars, and can give you production, not at the level of Giancarlo Stanton, but something that makes it feel like you're not having this void in the middle of your lineup.
Well, see, replacing Giancarlo, which is obviously the logical next question of, okay, if you guys don't believe he's playing for a while, who's playing in his stead?
Yeah.
I think that's going to be a numerous people. But I'll tell you one thing I would do right off the top, because there's been this argument around here that's been going on now for a couple of weeks, and it's this whole Jason Dominguez can't play left field. Jason Dominguez should play center field. Jason Dominguez can't catch a fly ball. What the New York Yankees need from Jason Dominguez more than anything else, you know what they need?
Big bat.
They need him to mash.
Right.
They need him to mash. And so the first thing I would do is I would basically tell Jason Dominguez, you'll play the outfield, but more times than not, you're going to be the DH. Because I think what Jason Dominguez needs to do is take a deep breath. Mm-hmm. He needs to relax, and he needs to hit the living crap out of the baseball a lot. And so that doesn't mean he shouldn't play left field. He should. But I think that DHing, let's say 3-4, maybe even 5 days a week, should be in the cards for him.
Right.
You know, Aaron Judge is going to get his DH day. Paul Goldschmidt's going to get his DH day. So that's why I can't say it's 100% of the time and he's not going to play the outfield. He should play the outfield. But I think taking that off his plate just slightly helps him. And if that gets more out of him offensively, that's what they need.
Yeah.
Because Jason Dominguez needs to hit. You talked about all the different guys that need to step up, and there's a host of guys with Giancarlo out and Soto not being in that building and Gleyber not being in that building. It almost starts with Jason Dominguez. So I like the idea of just telling Jason, look, you're going to play the outfield. Don't worry, Martian.
Yeah.
But you're going to DH a lot just to take a little bit of pressure off.
How many years are left on Giancarlo's contract? Four? Three? Four? Something like that?
I think it's three more years.
Yeah. But whatever it is, this is the sign that Brian Cashman and the New York Yankees need to start actively finding his replacement. And it's not a knock on Giancarlo's career. It just is what it is. You deal with it every single season. At some point, there's an injury that puts him on the IL for 10, 20, 30, 40, whatever number of days it is. It happens every single season. For the most part, it doesn't cripple you. But you're getting to the point now where it's going to cripple you.
Well, you know what the difference is? So last year, when we talked about Giancarlo at this time, at this moment, I think we viewed him very differently in this lineup. I think we viewed him as, I did at least, hey, you know what? Right-handed DH.
Right.
Little platoon player. We have to view Giancarlo differently at this part of his career as a 34-year-old, injury-prone, designated hitter. And I think most of us accepted that. And then he went out and had, you know, a relatively good year, mostly stayed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Healthy outside of that respite on the IL, and we all know what he did in the postseason. I think because of the way the offseason went, losing Juan Soto, attempting to replace him with pieces like Cody Bellinger and Paul Goldschmidt, and having an opening at third base.
But even still, those are short term.
Absolutely, but I think it elevated the need and the reliance on Giancarlo Stanton. I think the Yankees are more reliant on him today than they were a year ago, which is why an injury to him like this, to me, is more significant than it would have been a year ago. And I think that's the difference. You know, you talk about replacing him.
Yeah.
I thought they sort of did last year. Like, I viewed Juan Soto as the Aaron Judge insurance. They didn't need
I don't know if they were trying to replace him. I don't think that was their active thought.
I'm not saying they tried to. I'm saying they didn't need him as much.
No, of course they did. But what I'm saying is that they actively need to be thinking about what's our roster look like post Giancarlo Stanton. You have to start thinking about that. I don't think they did that last year. I think last year it was, we're going to trade for Juan Soto and axe in our roster, and we're going to be championship viable. And Giancarlo Stanton was part of that.
Right.
But I think now what you have to do is say, he can't be someone we rely upon any longer.
Absolutely.
And it's hard to think about that because there's still 3 years. You're right, Evan. This year and 26 and 27, 28 is a club option, which they obviously will not pick up. And so you got to start thinking of it preemptively. How do we replace that production? And it sucks because he's such a good club guy and a clubhouse guy, always answers the questions, stands up for all the failures or disappointments or whatever it may be. But it's time. And I think this double tennis elbow issue that's cost him all of spring training and probably, 2 months of the regular season, it's a wake-up call. Yankees, you got to find a way to think past Giancarlo Stanton.
Now, how do you replace him right now? I mentioned the idea of just DHing Jason Dominguez a lot more. This is not a deep, deep roster. There aren't big free agents sitting out there. Sean, I know you brought up the name Alex Verdugo, who is still out there, and sure, why not? It's an outfielder. It's not the worst thing in the world. So there are kind of like average to minor options. Even trading for a guy like Nolan Arenado, who my brain has reported the Yankees will eventually acquire at some point, actually helps in this regard because he can DH. Because when he does play third base, that frees Oswaldo Cabrera up for different roles. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a one-for-one replacement of Giancarlo, but they clearly need another bat. And the problem is these bats don't grow on trees right now. Nothing. And a guy like Alex Verdugo is a flawed player. I mean, I don't think if they sign him tomorrow, Yankee fans are going to celebrate. Even Nolan Arenado, who I've suggested, is a flawed player at this point in his career. So it's not an easy replacement for a guy that, let's be honest, if we are looking at each other and we're having a deep conversation about Giancarlo and we're being honest, no one in their right mind can expect him back anytime soon. It would be naive to think that Giancarlo Stanton is in a Yankee lineup before the summer, which means when we all made our Giancarlo prediction rumors 3 weeks ago, we're all going to take an L because we're all going to be off by months. And that sucks. But that's the reality.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I just think that this is now going from, hey, the Yankees lost Juan Soto in free agency to, they'll figure it out. They were never bringing back Labor. Now this Stanton news. It just feels to me the Yankees have lost too much in their lineup too fast, that this is now a bigger picture, more about everything they lost and not just Stanton. I don't like any of the ifs. I don't want to be negative on opening day. I'm excited for baseball to start. But all this talk about, you know what, you get Stanton back late summer, that's a good addition. You know, you have him ready to go for the postseason. This team's got to make it first. And I don't know how any Yankee fan of Brian Cashman sits there today and is comfortable with the lineup that's going to break camp here and start opening
really
day.
Are you worried about them making the postseason?
I am a little bit, Tiki.
I think the rotation is good enough.
I agree.
I mean, the Luis Gil injury hurt you a lot, but Marcus Stroman is here, as we've talked about multiple times.
Will Warren looks great so far in spring training, if you put stock in that.
So you could get some replacements from the guys that are existing here. I know it feels daunting because you have, obviously, Juan Soto, who's in Queens now, but you lose Giancarlo Stanton, DJ LeMahieu, Luis Gil. It just feels like there's a lot of names that you are relying upon that are done. But I also feel like a lot of those pieces were, like, Luis Gil was the fourth starter. You know what I mean? Right?
Okay.
So, necessary, but imperative. It's not losing your ace.
But to my point, Luis Gil was going to be a young guy that you were hoping takes the next step off a rookie of the year.
Right.
I look at the Yankees right now in their roster, and it just feels like a house of cards. And you don't want to think about other injuries that could potentially, you know, pop up. But I've said this before. Aaron Judge has an injury history. We were very fortunate last year. Max Fried, Gerrit Cole last year. He got rocked a little bit today in the second and banged up. I'm not wishing or saying any of these guys are going to get banged up, but how many more key injuries are you away from going, you know what, this team is the third best team in the AL East alone?
What you hit on, and I know this is not a fun thing to think about in March, but I remember something I said to you last March. I looked at the Yankee lineup with Juan Soto, and I said, the best part about Soto being here is you have Judge insurance. Because the Yankees were a team, and we saw it in 23, where when Judge goes down, they're cooked. When Judge goes down, they get cooked. And that's a rare thing in baseball. Like, for one player to literally bring you down, and that's what happened partially when Aaron Judge went down with that injury in Los Angeles back in 2023. They have no Judge insurance. They are super reliant on Aaron Judge, not just playing 150 games, but being his ridiculously awesome self. So you're right about all the other questions in this lineup, but to me, the one thing that is the house of cards is that you need this unbelievable superstar in the prime of his career to not have a fluky injury like 2023 or even a downish season.
Yeah, I know that's, you said this last year and you were right. It prevented you from being over reliant on Judge by having Juan Soto. Like, it was insurance. You can mitigate any Judge slump or injury. You don't have that at all. So you're fully hanging on Aaron Judge right now, hoping he can hang on, obviously, to the success that he's had over the last couple of years.
One thing you cannot rely on, unfortunately, and I like the guy, he's had a weird history here, is Giancarlo Stanton. How much is that changing your belief and expectations in this Yankee team? We'll get your calls coming up at 888-808-1019. And when Brian Cashman met the media earlier today, he tried to be very straightforward, which I think Cashman does a good job of doing. But it also sounded like he's pissed at Giancarlo Stanton. We'll play you the clip. Tiki's very honest with this kind of stuff. He can read through Cash and tell us, is there some anger that Brian Cashman has toward Giancarlo Stanton? We'll get to that coming up. Toll-free number is 888-808-1019. A lot to do today. Bad Tiki will join us later in the program. Almost Champions, where we count down some of the most beloved Almost Champions in New York sports history. And if you thought Saquon Barkley going to Philadelphia was big, we came pretty damn close to something blowing that away.
We'll get to what almost happened.
Evan and Tiki on the Fan. Not that I love John Sterling getting hit by a foul ball, but I love that we as a radio station celebrate a historic moment in radio history, which was John Sterling getting hit by a foul ball and his reaction. But there is something even more historic that we should celebrate, and that today is an important anniversary, not just in the station's history. Actually, it wasn't even on here on WFAN, so it's not even our station's history, but radio history, but sports history, breakthrough history. And that's the fact that this is the anniversary of Susan Walbin calling her first game as a full-time Yankee broadcaster, the first female to do so. Susan is a trailblazer. Susan is a legend. Obviously, she broke did a lot of amazing things. She was the first voice here on WFAN. And today is the 20-year anniversary of Susan breaking that barrier. And she's been doing a great job ever since. So congratulations to Susan Walbin.
Congrats, Susan. Legend.
Now, Giancarlo Stanton is hurt, and Brian Cashman met the media a couple of hours ago. He did it inside the dugout at George M. Steinbrenner Field. And I want you to listen to what he said about Giancarlo. He was asked about taking care of this issue during the offseason, because that's a natural question a lot of Yankee fans have. Like, all right, you know, what's going on? Like, why wasn't this something they addressed, let's say, in November or December or January, considering Stanton even admitted that it was an injury he was playing through last year? Listen to Cashman's answer, and you tell me if he's a little, you know, pissed at Giancarlo.
The complaints didn't come up until, obviously, right before camp, so.
Brian, do you have any kind of an idea on a timetable for this? I mean, he said he had not swung a bat for 4 weeks or so before.
Yeah, I think it was 3 weeks before camp. You know, so ultimately, he was dealing with it in the end of last year. And, you know, obviously thought we were in a good place. And I think he was feeling like in a good place, but then it reared its ugly head, you know, about 3 weeks before camp, and is my understanding. And so now we're dealing with it.
Any vibe of...
Yeah, he's annoyed.
You could tell?
He's definitely annoyed. Because it sounds like Giancarlo Stanton didn't tell anybody about this until right before camp started.
Right.
All right. So he probably was dealing with this in some capacity. And just because it's the offseason and you're away on vacation or whatever the heck you're doing in the offseason, he doesn't reach out to anybody. And so when he gets there, he's like, yeah, I kind of got this issue that kind of came up. Oh, yeah, I dealt with it last year. It's like, dude, what? You should have been dealing with this or at least treating this in some capacity for the last 3 months.
And I take you back about a year and a half ago. There's a history of Brian Cashman being frustrated with Giancarlo Stanton. He did an interview with a bunch of reporters, and in the middle of the interview, in speaking about Stanton, said he's going to wind up getting hurt again, more likely than not, because it seems to be a part of his game. Now, it's one thing for me to say that, or for Tommy to say that, or for Tiki to say that, but when the general manager is saying, yeah, he's going to get hurt, it's a part of his game, that was kind of a big deal about a year and a half ago. So knowing that as a background and hearing what he said, Cashman sounds annoyed.
He does sound annoyed, and he should be annoyed. Because, look, you don't know if you can fix these things in the offseason. When you leave a regular season with some lingering whatever it is, even if you're not at the facility and seeing the team doctors and doing the rehab that they're prescribing, you're at least in communication. Mm-hmm. It sounds like this was the first that they kind of got wind of this was 3 weeks before camp, or not even, like a couple days before camp started.
And you have to wonder, well, wasn't it going on most of the offseason then?
Absolutely.
It'll be interesting when Stanton gets back. He's been away. There's been personal issues. He's supposed to go back to Tampa tomorrow. That's what Cashman said. I don't know when he's going to speak to the media. It may not happen tomorrow.
Yeah.
But when he answers questions about this, it'll be interesting to see how long this has really been an issue.
And again, I don't think it's going to end up being a controversy. I think it's or something that is so off-putting that it forces this team to look at him differently than they ever have. But he's got to answer the questions, I'm sure, from the media. And there's just an accountability that needs to be there for him.
888-808-1019. Let's go to Ryan in Rockland. Good afternoon today, Ryan.
Hey, what's up, guys?
All's good.
What's up, man?
Honestly, man, it's been so long here. Can we really get mad at Stanton anymore? Like, is Cashman really that surprised at this point?
He's starting to seize it, man. He's going to miss 3 months.
No, I know, but this is a roster construction problem, and it's not to sit here and rip on Stanton.
Right.
But when a guy like Stanton goes down and he gives you no flexibility, he can't play the field, and then you're looking at your roster, and you have no depth to begin with. So now you're going to have to just kind of play around with your lineup. You know, Judge will DH one day, Bellinger will play first, Goldschmidt will DH. But ultimately, it's a roster construction problem. And one other quick thing, I just think, at least until Stanton gets back, try to form a new identity in the lineup. I want to see Volpe run more. I want to see Jazz. I want Dominguez. Let's see if these guys can steal 30 bases a year.
It's not a terrible idea with the guys that are capable of doing it, specifically Jazz, Chisholm, and Anthony Volpe, guys who are capable of stealing a bunch of bases. I mean, Volpe stole 28 bases last year. I think his biggest problem is just getting on base enough. And Jazz, too. When Jazz came over, he stole 18 bases in 46 games. So I don't think you're wrong. I think the Yankees' identity is already different because, you know, Sean expressed some concerns about where this team is in the American League pecking order. And when you look at this lineup, it's not great. I'm not arguing that. But their difference in identity is that they can pitch.
Right.
They've got a really good rotation, a rotation that last year was very middle of the pack statistically, but this year may be towards the top of the pack. So one of the identity changes I think we're already going to see is that they are more a team based around pitching than a team based around mashing. But as far as forcing the issues by stealing bases, no, it's not a terrible idea, especially when you've got guys capable of doing it like Volpe and Jazz.
Yeah, and I think that was one of the things that, you know, this offseason they obviously did intentionally, right? When you go get Max Fried and you go sign Devin Williams, it just become, or they traded for Devin Williams, but you sign Max Fried, you trade for Devin Williams. Just you know exactly what you're doing. They don't trade Marcus Stroman, and so they have some depth. They have some young guys also that are coming up. We talked about Will Warren, but obviously, you know, others that are there as well. They know, right? They know they got to mitigate.
They're
going to
win by pitching.
Which now is something that you haven't seen in a while.
Well, you haven't seen it from the Yankees very often in their history. And, you know, I've gone over this, that offense wins more times than not in baseball in 2025, but it doesn't make it impossible if you're going to have a really good rotation.
Well, I think what it does is it allows you, if you're the Yankees, for the young bats to figure out how to be MLB bats.
Mm.
That's what it gives you pace and patience for, is let these kids figure out and we'll give them time. Because we're going to be in games because our pitching staff is so good.
Peggy is calling from Bergen County. How you doing today, Peggy?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Well, thank you for calling. Yeah. What's on your mind?
I listened to the radio yesterday.
Ah.
And I'm supposed to say the first thing, I've been to 41 states.
Hey. 41 states. That is it. And you know, there's 50 of them, so that's a pretty good percentage right there.
I know, and I didn't count Canada.
Well, Peggy, I am glad that you are the first person who listened to the very end of yesterday's show. Not even the very end, I'd say the last hour, in which we said, when you call up the next day, let's see how loyal a listener you are, the first thing you need to say is the number of states you've been to. Because last night, I gave everybody a homework assignment, which was count the states you've been to. And I accomplished the homework assignment. Actually, I didn't, and I'll tell you how. I had a feeling as I sat down last night that I'd already done it. So on my documents on my iPad, I searched states. And you know what came up?
What's that?
A document I created in 2019 in which I counted every state I'd been in and why I was in the state. So my homework assignment was accomplished 5 years ago. But you know what's so depressing, bro? I look at it from 2019. I didn't add anything in the last 6 years.
Wow.
Because I thought, oh, okay, here's my number. What have I been to since? And all it's been over the last 6 years is repeating states I'd already been in.
Right.
So I've got my number. Do you want to guess my number?
I'm going to say your number is 28.
You're going 28. Tommy, you want to guess my number?
I'm going to go 33.
33. Shorty.
27.
Tommy Lugauer wins. He was close. 35. 35
wow.
or 50. Not bad, right?
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
Proud of him. Now, what's your number? Can I guess your number?
Yes.
47.
Sean.
38.
Lugie.
41.
Nailed it, Lugie.
41?
41 states.
Just like Peggy.
Alaska, Maine, Nebraska, New Hampshire, New Mexico, South Dakota, North Dakota, Oregon, Rhode Island.
Those are ones you haven't been
to. That's what I have not been to.
How about not being in Rhode Island? Rhode Island's so close. Like, wouldn't you accidentally be in Rhode Island?
I should have, but I haven't been.
That was confusing. I was looking up at the northeastern part of our country, and I was like, all right, Maine. Was I in Maine? New Hampshire. Was I in New Hampshire? Vermont. Was I in Vermont? And I went back and looked, and the answer is, yeah, went to all those meaningless states up in the Great Northwest. Sean Morash, my guess for you is 12.
No. Anybody else? No?
You want to guess, Dottie?
I'm going to say Sean is 6.
6.
Okay. Tommy?
I'm going to go 20.
24.
24?
Oh, right. I forgot. You were on the national network.
Yeah, I traveled.
You traveled a lot.
I traveled a lot.
So right now, you're in third place. Tiki is the leader. I'm in second. You're in third. Tommy Lugar, I think his number is going to be embarrassingly low. Mm. And I think it's going to be embarrassingly low because I think he probably didn't do the homework assignment because he got distracted and because he's confused on what a state and a city is. So I think he's trying to, like, really quickly look it up.
Many things you said are true.
I know.
So back in high school, I would never do homework, and I would just copy it off of my friends right before class. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm cramming. So just give me, like, a couple minutes. I'll get it.
All right, we'll move on. We'll go to other people then. Tommy didn't do his homework assignment.
Who's been to Puerto Rico?
Well, Puerto Rico? That's not a state.
But it's a territory.
Oh, we're counting territories now?
Yeah. Oh, are U.S. Virgin Islands?
Yeah, I guess that is.
Territory, 25 for me then.
Yeah. By the way, did you include D.C. in this whole thing?
I did.
Oh, see, I didn't.
I didn't either.
Another one for me.
Right. Yeah, so I go up to 36 then, because I wasn't including D.C. I figured it's a district.
Like, oh, I didn't include it, so 42 then.
So it's 42 out of 51.
So right. D.C. counts, got it.
Yeah, it counts.
Even though there's taxation without representation.
That's right. It's all over those license plates. Let's go to Mike in Mountainside. How are you, Mike?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
What's up?
I got nothing. I think I'm 12 states. I'm a homebody, I guess you could say.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that, dude. Safer at home.
Yeah. So I got a thought on the Yankees lineup, right? And I know Brian Cashman's upset with Giancarlo Stanton, but we know that that's going to happen. Why do we not take a flyer on JD Martinez? I know he's just a DH only, and I know he's only, you know, going to be able to help you with the bat. But we also last year took a flyer on a guy named J.D. Davis. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, why not spend a little bit of money and get a guy that's like, you know, a professional bat?
Right. I mean, Matt,
play a little bit.
Mike, I think we talked about this briefly, didn't we?
Yes.
A couple weeks ago, maybe a week or so ago.
Yeah.
And it was a quick conversation. But given, I think it was actually when Giancarlo Stanton first got hurt, when we first found out that he had this tendonitis, we talked about JD Martinez, and of course it makes sense. The challenge, though, is that we saw what we as New Yorkers immediately just saw, and that was
a guy who's washed,
came in last year, missed what, a month at the beginning of the season because he was hurt, played okay for a minute, and then was washed.
Right.
And so if that had happened, I don't know, for the Reds, and we didn't have it immediately in our heads, maybe it would make sense. We just saw it with the Mets.
Yeah, I think right now in free agency, the guys that are available that you can pick up, and it's not going to cost you any money. I mean, think about it. Jose Quintana accepted $4.5 million, and Jose Iglesias took a minor league deal. But the guys that are out there, just bats, and I'll name a few of them, and trust me, I think every Yankee fan's reaction to each one is going to be, but that's what's out there when you're sitting on March 6th. Anthony Rizzo, who you could always bring back. J.D. Martinez, who you just mentioned. Alex Verdugo, who Sean has mentioned. Adam Duvall, who apparently made a comment the other day, if you don't pay me $3 million a year, I'm going to retire. And the entire world laughed and said, no one will notice, bro.
Have fun.
Go ahead. Robbie Grossman, Patrick Wisdom, who's kind of fits because he could play third base, right-handed bat. Julie Gurriel. Like, guys like that, like, they're not any good, is the point.
It's crazy. The Yankees went to the World Series with two guys that nobody wants to sign. In the starting nine?
That's true. In Anthony Rizzo and Alex Verdugo?
Yes.
That's a good point.
And the three hottest ones aren't even going to be available now.
Well, I mean, Rizzo's just old. So,
like, Rizzo.
I get it.
Like, I don't think Rizzo's getting any offers. If I had to guess with Verdugo, he's asking for something he's not getting. Like, there's a difference between no one will call you. Like, I think there's a chance no one's calling J.D. Martinez. Like, he's just not getting a call.
Yeah.
Verdugo's has to be getting calls. I just think it's probably, hey, we'll give you a $1.8 million. And Verdugo's like, what?
Yeah.
I'm a dog. I'm a dude.
Right.
I'm not taking that.
I'd rather play golf instead.
So those are the guys that you could just pick up for free. And then, yeah, there will be guys traded. I mean, look, not that this would happen. The Mets are clearly trying to trade Starling Marte. So if you want a right-handed bat, a guy who could play the outfield who will probably end up on the IL by April 10th, There are guys available. They're just not great. And we've talked endlessly about Nolan Arenado, guy like that. It just isn't that much out there. But I do understand our last caller's point of, hey, with a free agent like a J.D. Martinez, why not? You got nothing to lose. And I think one of the biggest problems the Yankees have is when you look at their depth chart, like Everson Pereira's coming off Tommy John surgery. So he's a good young prospect, but they're not going to, is he going to make the team? Are they going to give him a chance to play? I'm asking it because I genuinely don't know, but he's coming off Tommy John surgery.
Yeah.
So they could use a throw it against the wall kind of guy. And J.D. Martinez would qualify if he's willing to humble himself and take a non-guaranteed minor league deal. Like,
I just don't know. I don't know if you want. Like, it's a good name to throw out there, but is it worth it?
Well, it's worth nothing. That's the point. It's a minor league deal.
Yeah, but
if he sucks, you get rid of him.
To me, I'd rather find a way for a little more money to bring Verdugo, because at least I know I'm getting a little defense and some position flexibility out of it.
Well, that just feels like a flat. We need a name in here because we don't, because Giancarlo's hurt move.
Well,
it doesn't really add that much value.
I kind of agree, because the way I look at it, especially if they don't make an addition, if you ask me right now, okay, there's no addition, what's your opening day lineup? And we'll get to the order in a little bit, because I have a strong opinion that no one seems to agree with about how I would order them up. But the one thing I would do is I would put a premium on defense. Mm. So Trent Gresham, I know you guys don't love Trent Gresham, but he's a very good defensive player. He's my center fielder. I'd start right there. I'd say I'm going to go with an A-plus outfield. I'm going to go Grisham in center. I'm going to go Cody in left. I'm going to go Judge in right. And like I said earlier about Dominguez, I'm going to just tell him to mash and not think too much and DH most of the time. Now, are there going to be days where there's a tough lefty and you're sitting Trent Grisham? Sure. And then, great, Dominguez is back in the outfield. But I think most days when you're facing a right-hander, the nine guys you saw out there today in a Yankee spring training game is what I would do. I'd have Trent Grisham, Cody Bellinger, and Aaron Judge patrolling the outfield. That is a really good defensive outfield. And by the way, if you add Verdugo, he's another guy whose plus is that he's good defensively.
Yeah, if I'm already going to be lacking in the lineup in several ways, that's why this makes more sense. At least just give me the best defense.
And it gives you more versatility, too, because if you bring in Verdugo, now Bellinger could actually shift over and play for space on a day where you're not playing Paul Goldschmidt.
Yeah, or we get to the point in May and Paul Goldschmidt's just holding not that good either. You need to leave all of these ifs also covered up as well.
I've said some negative things about the Yankees. Like, you're not going to see Giancarlo for a while. I may not have faith in certain players, but I will make you a proclamation on March 6th. You guys, all of you, you're going to love my man Goldie.
I hope we do.
My man Goldie he's here to cook. And the last time I did this, you guys don't know. Tommy knows. The last time the New York Yankees brought in a guy flyer,
yep.
And I told America over and over again before he did anything, I said,
sure did.
You're going to love this guy.
Mm-hmm.
This is a rare time Tommy's going to hand me a W because he knows I'm right.
Go ahead.
Say the man's name.
He had a great mustache, one Mr. Matt Carpenter.
And what'd he do for about 3 weeks?
Yeah, it's true.
He was like the best hitter in baseball for about a three-week stretch.
Now, the one thing we don't talk about, Tommy, is the playoffs. We leave that out.
Man, that wasn't very good. But for 3 weeks, he was king of New York.
And I think Paul Goldschmidt, he's going to give you a renaissance.
Why do you think that?
I'm going to tell you why. He's a great player who had a bad year, and I don't believe great players just die on the vine. I believe in his greatness. We've asked the Yankees numerous times for Goldie to join the show because I'd like to bend a knee and kind of introduce New York to Paul Goldschmidt because he's a god, and you guys aren't even aware of it. So while I kiss his ass, he'll probably have to be the tough one. Goldie's my guy. You don't understand. Me and him go way back, and he doesn't know. I stalked him. How Aaron Boone should line up his lineup in a little bit, but today Austin Wells led off. Do you realize the Yankees, who before being the Yankees were the New York Highlanders, they've been around for a very long time, very, very, very long time, in their long, illustrious history, have never, the key word here is never.
Never?
Never had a catcher lead off for them in a regular season game.
Wow.
Not one time. And I was like, there's no way this is true. So I spent way too much time this morning on Baseball Reference trying to prove it wrong. But it's not wrong.
Okay.
Thurman Munson may have batted second a few times, never let off. Now, most teams don't lead off their catcher. It's a rarity. In fact, when I think of a catcher leading off, I think of Jason Kendall, of all people, from many years ago. So it is a rarity. But you would think one time, or maybe a couple of times.
So if Austin Wells leads off at any point this season, and we talked about this not too long ago when we were going through all the different leadoff options, we mentioned Austin Wells' name, and all you guys were like, oh, I see him, potentially. Weren't hating it, weren't loving it. It was just like, okay, it's an interesting name. But if it happens during the regular season, it would make New York Yankee history. And anytime you make New York Yankee history, that's badass because they've been around for 1,000 years.
That is crazy.
That is.
Isn't that crazy?
You think it's happening?
Yes. I think that we've gotten to the point this far in spring training where it's beyond consideration at this point.
Oh, I'll tell you why it's going to happen. Because I think Booney's going to try so many different things with his order. So when we sat here about 3 weeks ago and we went through all the different names, every name we talked about will eventually get a chance to lead off. In fact, Tommy was the outlier because then we ended up predicting who's going to lead off the most, which was a fun little game. And Lugie said Paul Goldschmidt, which was very out of the box. And I said to Tommy, I said, oh, Tommy, you know I love Goldie, but he won't even lead off one time. The more I think about it, he will lead off one time. he won't do it all the time, but it'll happen once.
They don't have a leadoff hitter, and they're considering their catcher leading off. Goldie's getting at least one at-bat as the leadoff hitter this year.
And you know what's crazy? If Goldie is Goldie, which means he's Goldie, it's not crazy to have a guy with a 370 on base lead off, which he's done, by the way.
And he, even at 37, he could still swipe 10 bags. So, I mean, he's got a little speed.
He was always... See, I can't confirm that because he is a little bit older, but back in the day, Goldie would sneakily steal bases. Like, if you look at some of his stolen base numbers, he had a 30 stolen base season. True story. Now, and even last year, he had 11.
Yeah.
Which is kind of amazing for a guy who I don't think is fast, is just such a good base runner.
He's savvy.
Yeah,
great for fantasy baseball, too, by the way.
381 career on base percentage.
Look, when Goldie's Goldie's Jeff Bagwell.
Let's go to, is it Lois in New Jersey? Lois?
Yes, it is. I'm 29. That's what I called to tell you.
29. Very solid number.
That is a good one.
Thank you very much for picking up the phone and just wanting to say her state number. Why, did you think she meant something else, Sean?
Did you think she meant something else?
What do you think I thought she meant?
All I know is the two first female callers we got today.
Disrespecting this lady.
The first two female callers gave us the states.
Lovely ladies that are calling us, and you're disrespecting them with your dirty ass.
Somebody
mind,
on the
Sean.
Tappan Zee Bridge was thinking it, who wasn't listening yesterday. By the way, I have my number. I wrote it out here.
The amount of states Tommy Lugauer has visited, I'm going to guess 12.
Sean's looking. Are you really like a three-year-old?
To be fair, I want to make sure that he's listing states and not cities, and I can already see...
Oh, shut up. If I list a city, then just count it as a state.
I can already see he's messed up one.
Really? What city did he list?
Oh, I got it. All right, fine.
But what city did he list as a state?
That wasn't the one.
Then I did just a couple of
bad ones. Can you tell us, Sean?
I wrote, I'll cop to it, or do you want to do it, Sean?
He wrote the word Nashville down as a state. That's the one he crossed out. The other one I'm seeing, which is amazing because we've already had the on-air conversation, he wrote down D.C.,
Yeah,
that's what we're counting that.
We are counting it.
We're counting it as a district he went to, yes. So what's your total? Tiki, what do you think for Tommy?
8.
Wow, even lower than me.
So 12, 8, Sean.
13.
You guys were all on the low end.
Really?
18.
18? Oh, okay.
I'm impressed, Lugie.
I mean,
you've traveled more than I thought you would have.
Traveled more, and I think why my number's a little bit lower than everybody here, up until, I guess, recently here, I've been what I call a have-not in the business, which means I never traveled as part of my job. I was always back at the shop, as Beningo would say.
But you know what? I was thinking about that, too, because I started listing why I was in each state. There is no state besides Indiana. Okay, Indiana's the one state, I raise my hand, I admit it. That is the only state I went to because of this job. Every other state was just, I was visiting, maybe I was hooking up with somebody, maybe. Like, there's various reasons. Indiana is the one state where the only time I was there were for 2 Jet playoff games and multiple Super Bowls and a Final Four. Like, I was never in Indiana in which it wasn't job-related.
Not California?
I went to California many times.
Oh, you did? Okay, yeah. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, no, I've been to California many times. Arizona, same thing. Yeah. So that's the only state.
I think I made a mistake. I have only been to 40 because I counted Idaho, but I haven't been in Idaho. I was in Yellowstone, and I knew I crossed the border when I was in Yellowstone Park, but I think it was Montana, Wyoming, not Idaho's border.
Got to be careful with that.
Yeah. I got you, bro. I'm Idaho.
The next thing we got to figure out is between the four of us, do we get to 50?
Mm. Yeah, I see what you mean. Did we represent every 50 at all the states?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would say no.
I'm the only one on the show who's been to Hawaii, not for a Pro Bowl.
So you've been to Hawaii.
But have nobody's been to Alaska.
No one's been to Alaska.
Yeah,
Alaska's the one kind of the one that we miss. Let's go to Scott in Westfield, New Jersey. What's up, Scott?
38.
It's a damn good number right there.
It is.
Thank you very much. Mario's in Long Beach. What's up, Mario?
Hey, how you doing? Great show as always, guys.
Appreciate it. What's up, man?
Tiki, you got to put on your judge robe now. I want time for some guys to take L's.
All right.
Let me bring something up over here.
Let's hear it.
Okay. We have opinions, and then we have facts. So opinions have to base on some facts. Now, I've heard many a times you guys saying on the air, both Sean and you also, Evan,
yeah,
that Judge is injury prone. Now, I looked at the last 4 years, which is a good sample size. Wouldn't you agree? 4 years is a pretty decent sample size. He's averaged 142 games the last 4 years. That's 88% of the games. And you had said one time, Evan, that he's hurt more than Soto. In the last 4 years, Soto's averaged 118 games. That's 73%.
That's not true.
You are factually wrong. You take an L.
I think you're counting the pandemic year.
Well, first of all, Juan Soto has not averaged 118 games in a season.
Well, no, if you count 60, if you put 60 in there and still divide it by what would be.
Well, that doesn't count. Like, let me just show you how wrong he is real quick. Juan Soto in 21, 151 games. In 2022, 153 games. In 2023, 162 games. That's every game. And then last year, 157. So you're wrong. And I think where Mario got confused with his numbers is that in 2022, he played for two different teams. So he probably took the 50 games he played with San Diego and the 100 games he played with Washington and counted that
as
a full season.
Or he added 2020 and counted it as a full season.
Even then, it wouldn't be the case. He's very wrong. Juan Soto plays all the time. So that let's just throw that out. Now, as far as Judge, because I think that's a much more interesting point and a fair point that he made about Aaron Judge.
Yeah, he kind of shaded the numbers to favor himself the more I'm looking at this.
Are we talking about Judge now?
Judge,
because the Soto thing we already proved he was just wrong.
Look, playing 158 games last year and 157 in 2022 help you, Ellenberg? Dude, 2023, he missed a third of the season.
No, but wait a second. Here's where it's complicated, because I don't think Mario's wrong with this point,
right,
nor are you. If you look at the last 4 years, which is what he did, three of the 4 years, Aaron Judge has been healthy.
Right.
There's no disputing that.
Right.
He played 148 games in 21. He played 157 games in 22. 23 was a lost year, we admit it. 24, he played 158
right.
games. But if you include 2020, and even in the pandemic, remember, he would have missed more of that season.
That's exactly the problem. Yeah, he would have been out
most of the year. And you include 2019, and you include 2018,
right,
now you're talking about a guy who has shown injury prone. So it depends on what size in years you want to look at.
I think the problem is when you say injury prone, it means he gets hurt like Giancarlo Stanton gets hurt.
All right, that's a different answer.
He's not that. He had a freak injury.
I agree.
In L.A. And
by the way, I'd argue even the injury in 2020 was a freak injury, because
right,
that injury was related to him making a diving catch a year earlier.
Yes.
And injuring, I think it was his ribs.
Right, and it was misdiagnosed or
right,
not diagnosed properly, which led to him missing time the following season.
Yeah,
right? So so he's not injury prone. He's been injured a good deal, but he's not injury prone. Like when I hear somebody say injury prone, in my mind it clicks bad cells to me. Like there were certain guys that I played with, they were just always hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Whatever happened, they'd find a way to get hurt. And I remember asking Ronnie Barnes this. He's like, "Yeah, they're just bad cells." He was joking.
Right.
But in my mind, that sticks. Like, some people just are injury prone.
I think that's very fair.
And that's not Aaron Judge to me.
Over the last 5 years, which is a big sample size, he's had 2 years in which he's missed a big amount of time due to injuries. And both of those injuries were absolutely fluky. I get that. But I think that what Mario did is you're being selective. In the last 4 years, Aaron Judge has been mostly healthy. But if you go to year five and year six, he missed a lot of time. The Juan Soto thing, he screwed up. And I know how he screwed up. Because when you go to Baseball Reference and you see games played and you see 50, you're like, wow, he missed the whole season. No, he played 50 games for that team because he got traded in the middle of the season. I knock on wood when I say this, and now I got to be careful because there is no wood here. And the last time I knocked on wood, Sean Manaea got hurt. So can I use my head? Does that count as
that
wood?
That works.
Okay.
Your head is always wooden when you're trying to find luck.
We're talking about above his neck.
Yes. That's what I'm knocking right now.
He's hitting his forehead.
Oh, I got a headache now. Juan Soto has had a brilliant career of being available. And let's hope that continues if you're a Met fan. Toll-free number is 888-808-1019. The Yankee lineup. There's an obvious answer on who should lead off, and no one wants to admit it. We'll get to it coming up. Evan and Tiki on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.